we get to talk with Rachel Peake, artistic director at the Graham Theater. We sat down with Rachel earlier today and asked what it's been like, because Rachel has done this. And as Canada is number 15 on the happiness index, Rachel knows this because she's basically lived across this great country of ours.
Yes, I have. I felt really lucky. I mean, I'm originally from a very small town in Saskatchewan. So over time, I've gotten to call most of this country home. So it's pretty fun.
Okay, help us out. How small a town in Saskatchewan?
I'm from a town called Hodgeville, Saskatchewan, which when I was growing up was about 250 people.
250 people. So in a classroom, as you're growing up, how many people are there with you?
Well, I will say there were 17 people in my grade that I went to school with from kindergarten on up. But of course, 250 people in the town. It was a larger community if you count all the surrounding farms that, of course, came into school as well.
Gotcha. Well, 17, that's a nice number. That's a good number. But in terms of running theaters across the country, something you've been able to do, do you have to kind of get a feel of the area in order to know, okay, this is what's going to work in this area, or is a good show a good show?
That's a great question. I think both are true. I think there are certain shows that kind of just hit people in the same way, whether they live in Newfoundland or London or Vancouver. You know, currently we have on stage Clue, which was a huge hit in Winnipeg and now is a huge hit here in London. So definitely there are some shows that kind of cross over. And then there are other things that definitely regionally people respond to differently, just based on their life, on the way that they engage with the world. So it's been really fun getting to know London and seeing how people respond to this season that I inherited and kind of put that into the season that I'm planning for next year.
And that's kind of neat where you have two worlds there, where one, there are some things that were already in place. Another, you're going to be putting it together in your own fashion. So we'll look forward to the far future. But can we talk about the near future? We're talking with Rachel Peake, who is the artistic director at the Graham Theater, because we've got some things that are back, like the 2024 high school project. We'll get to that in a little bit, but the season, sometimes we have to figure out when a season truly begins. Winter begins in December. We just had spring begin yesterday, even though it doesn't feel that way. Hockey and football and basketball and baseball kind of have their own starting spots. When does theater season begin?
Well, the theater season begins in the fall. Generally, you know, obviously, you'll have a different answer if you're talking to a summer festival. But for most regional theaters, the season starts in the fall and runs until sort of May, like late spring, just kind of tipping into early summer. So we do start our season with the high school project. And then our main stage season usually starts in October.
And what is the high school project working on this year?
We are really thrilled to be presenting Matilda. So this is the Roald Dahl story. It's a very well-known movie as well. And it's got fantastic songs, tons of imagination. And local director Megan Watson is going to be leading the charge.
Great stuff. And you get all kinds of high school students involved. This becomes a lot of fun for those students because a lot of them have zero experience in running a big show.
Absolutely. You know, it's an all high school student cast. As I said, they work with professional director, choreographer, music director, designers, but there are also behind the scenes high school participants. So they participate in design, in stage management, in paint, in all sorts of different elements of the show. And yes, no experience is required. We really do welcome everyone to apply or to audition.
That's awesome. If somebody is hearing it, is it too late to apply or audition for this year?
Now is the moment. Go on our website and it's all kind of in process. So now would be a great time to investigate.
The artistic director of the Grand Theater, Rachel Peake, joining us. And then as things kick off in another way, in October, you've got a Beatles and Shakespeare musical mashup. So let me say, music from Shakespeare, I don't know. I'm sure there were songs, yo-ho-ho, and something was going on. Double-double, toil and trouble. I don't know if that was a song or could become one. Rachel, help us out. Beatles and Shakespeare together. How do you do that?
I know it's perhaps an unexpected mashup, but it works really well. So it's co-conceived by Bart on the Beach in Vancouver and Daryl Cloran, and he is a intense Shakespeare lover. So what he's done is he's inserted some of the Beatles' greatest hits into As You Like It, and really created this beautiful marriage of the two, where it's fun, it's colorful, it's joyful. It will allow people who know As You Like It to see it anew. And for people who've maybe felt a little bit shut out of Shakespeare in the past, it's a really great entry point to sort of help carry you into the story.
That's outstanding. Okay, and you're doing some directing this year. What are you directing?
Yes, I'm so excited to be directing The Sound of Music as our holiday spectacular. And then later in the season, the Broadway hit Waitress. So the rights for that show have just become available. So this will be people's first chance to see a new production of Waitress. And we're thrilled to be then taking that to Theatre Aquarius in Hamilton after it finishes its run here in London.
Good stuff. Now, I'm thinking there was a movie called Waitress with Kerry Russell in 2007. Any connection?
You got it. Yes, it is based on that movie. Absolutely. And it's featuring songs by Grammy winner Sara Bareilles. So that gives you a hint as to how great the music is.
Nice. So you got a lot of great music. We got the Beatles in there. You got The Sound of
Yeah.
Music. Waitress has that too. Have you ever directed The Sound of Music before?
I have actually. I've actually recently directed it, and it's a play that's really dear to my heart. I grew up with the movie. So it's sort of just a beautiful coming together of things for me to be able to bring that show to London in my first season.
Well, those are only a few of the things. And if we want to see more, I've heard rumors. I don't know if this is true, but I've heard rumors there's a video out there that has you in all kinds of costumes, in all kinds of places in London. Is this a real thing?
It is. It was when it was presented to me by our director of marketing, I was so excited about it because not only does it feature the shows that I programmed for the first season I'm programming, but it also features all sorts of London locations. So it lets me show off my new hometown as well. And it was a ton of fun to film, locations. We were at Del Mar Diner. We were at a gallery here downtown. We went to Black Walnut. We went to the Thames Valley Parkway. So lots of great London locations.
I love it. Where do we find that? Is that on the website too?
It's all over our social media. I think it's headed for the website. I don't know if it's there yet, but definitely Facebook, Instagram, all of those places.
The website is grandtheater.com. And remember, if you are looking for anything like a subscription for the 2024-2025 season, are those available now?
They are on sale now, as of this morning. So definitely time to sort of jump in. And we're offering some great subscriber benefits this year. There's an early bird discount, which is getting 33% off. That's like getting two of the six shows for free. And we are offering free parking to subscribers this year. So lots of great benefits.
Okay, well, you have all of us at free anything. So the fact that you got free a lot of things, that's fantastic. Rachel, looking forward to the end of this season. My wife and I are going to see Clue this weekend. Can't wait. We've got our tickets. And then can't wait to see what you put together in the next season beginning in the fall. Thanks so much for the time today. And again, welcome to London.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Rachel Peake, Artistic Director at the Grand Theater on the new season, which has been unveiled.